And welcome back to another Fruit Bites, brought to you by Valent USA. And joining us, as always, is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, they're all the talk lately, those murder hornets.
Can you believe it? Living during a pandemic and 2020 is like, hold my beer, bring in the murder hornets. But this isn't a meme or the Hunger Games. Currently, no murder hornets, which are actually called Asian giant hornets, have been found in the US or Canada in 2020. One nest and one dead hornet were found in the fall of 2019.
So there aren't any currently in Washington State, as far as we know, but do they really murder people in Asia?
There have been some casualties, but mainly the alert was to notify citizens so they could be on the lookout just in case. If you fear bees and wasps, now is the great time to learn how to identify bees versus yellow jackets versus the Asian giant hornet. There are great resources at both Oregon and Washington's Department of Ag. If you're homeschooling kids, try this as one of their STEM lessons. My nephew loved it.
Good, I'll sleep better. Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites, brought to you by Valent. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites, brought to you by Valent USA. And joining us, as always, is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, they're all the talk lately, those murder hornets.
Can you believe it? Living during a pandemic and 2020 is like, hold my beer, bring in the murder hornets. But this isn't a meme or the Hunger Games. Currently, no murder hornets, which are actually called Asian giant hornets, have been found in the US or Canada in 2020. One nest and one dead hornet were found in the fall of 2019.
So there aren't any currently in Washington State, as far as we know, but do they really murder people in Asia?
There have been some casualties, but mainly the alert was to notify citizens so they could be on the lookout just in case. If you fear bees and wasps, now is the great time to learn how to identify bees versus yellow jackets versus the Asian giant hornet. There are great resources at both Oregon and Washington's Department of Ag. If you're homeschooling kids, try this as one of their STEM lessons. My nephew loved it.
Good, I'll sleep better. Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites, brought to you by Valent.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.